United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Loretta Young. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Systematic saving is the first step to financial independence. Sign up for the Bond a Month plan at your bank for regular saving in United States Defense Bonds. In a moment, our star. But first, here are Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra in Mr. Sosnick's own Mexican beguín, Juramento. Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our guest, the lovely star of motion pictures, Miss Loretta Young. She appears in an original guest star sketch entitled The Headliner. For the performance of Loretta Young, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Adele Mayfield was an actress. She had one obsession, a desire to see her name in headlines. First, because she needed the publicity, and second, because Adele needed the boost for her drooping ego. You see, Adele was married to Tim Trotter, the baseball star who got his name in the headlines nearly every day. For instance, take the last day of a certain World Series.
There it goes, a long one over the left field wall. There goes your ball game in the series, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Trotter, the old fence buster, has done it again.
Oh, for Pete's sake. That's enough.
Adele, don't turn the radio off.
Well, the game's over, isn't it?
Well, yes, but don't you want to hear what they say about your husband?
I know what they say. It will all be in the newspapers tonight. Big headlines. Tim Trotter's Homer wins series.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Adele.
Oh, sure, in a way, I suppose it is. But look, Laura, you and I are old friends, and I can let my hair down to you. I guess I'm just jealous.
Jealous?
Yes. Jealous of the headlines that Tim's getting. Tim Trotter ties home run record. Tim Trotter signs new contract. Tim Trotter. Why can't I get into the headlines?
You're getting there, Adele. You're on Broadway.
Oh, sure. But not as a star, as you very well know. I'm just one of the actresses in a fairly good play. No, it's Tim Trotter's money that's paying for this 12th floor suite. Well, I couldn't afford one room of it on what I make.
How about the Burlington deal?
Oh, Laura. Laura, that will put me in the headlines. If it just goes over... Oh, honey, keep your fingers crossed. Honey,
you bet I will.
Oh, if John Burlington can get the backing he's after to produce that play, and if he stars me in it... Gee, that would do it, Laura.
I'm pulling for you, kid. All you need is...
Oh, that's Tim from the locker room. Hello, darling. Oh, Mr. Burlington. Well, I thought it was Tim. Oh, yes. Yes, I heard the last inning on the radio. Yes, yes, I am proud of him. Now, about the play. You are. Little old me? Oh, Mr. Burlington, I'm thrilled to pieces. Oh, it's a terrific drama. It's the kind of a role every actress dreams of playing. Now, look, I'm going to study, I'll rehearse, I'll work and work and work and... Yeah, 10 o'clock tomorrow in your office. Oh, will I? You just bet I'll be there. Yes, yes, and goodbye. Oh, Laura, I've got it, I've got it.
Hey, look out, you're mussing my hair.
I'll buy you a permanent, my very first week's salary. For Star on Broadway. And now, Mr. Tin Trotter, watch little old me get into the headlines. Good morning, dear. A lovely, lovely morning.
Hey, where have you been?
Where have I been, the man says. Oh, listen, you handsome and celebrated husband of mine. I have just been talking to a man who plans to make me a celebrity, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What did Burlington say?
Well, he said that it was... Say, how did you know it was Burlington?
Well, I talked to him the other day.
Tim, who's putting up the money for the play?
Now, listen, Dale.
Tim, I want the truth. Now.
Well, Burlington's putting up some of the money.
But most of it's yours. Oh. Why didn't you tell me about it? This changes everything.
Dale, I don't get it. What's the matter?
I can't do that play, Tim. I won't have people saying that my husband had to buy me a starring role, that I wasn't good enough to win one on my own merit.
Oh, no, now I didn't think of it that way. I just wanted to help you.
Darling, don't misunderstand me. I know you meant well, but... Gee, it's a wonderful role. A part that would have put me up on the headlines. But not now.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
I just might as well face it, Tim. You're the star in the family. I'll just never be any... Tim, look.
Huh? What's the matter?
Out there on the ledge. A little boy.
Great golly, I'll open the window. Maybe we can...
No, no. No, wait. Don't startle him or he'll fall. Tim, I'll crawl out there and get him.
No, you don't. I'll get him myself,
Dale. No, you can't. You're too big. Why, you couldn't stay on that narrow ledge and you know it. I'm small. I won't frighten him.
But we're 12 stories up.
Well, that won't matter if I'm careful. Get that, please.
Well, all right, but let me get something to tie around.
No, Tim, no, there's no time. Help me get the window up. Quietly. Hello? Hello there, sweetheart.
Mommy?
Just stand still, honey. Don't move. No, no. Now, don't move. I'll come to you. I'll take you to your mommy, honey. Just stand still, dear.
Dell, baby, careful. Easy now.
I'm almost there, little boy. There. Here I am. Now just stand real still, and you'll be all right. There now.
I want my mommy.
Yes, I'll take you to your mommy, honey, right now. Just hold on to me real tight. No, no, don't look down, honey. Just hold on to me. I've got to walk backwards, see? There. Tim. Tim.
Right behind you, baby.
Okay.
Keep backing up.
Yeah.
A little farther. I got you. Relax. I've got the kid, too.
Tim. Are we safe?
Yeah, you bet you are. Boy, that took nerve. You know that? I thought you... Hey. Adele. Adele. Are you all right now?
Oh, what happened? Oh, yeah, the boy on the ledge.
Mm-hmm. You saved his life and then you keeled over.
Oh.
The doc gave you a sedative and you've been asleep for 3 hours.
Oh.
You feel all right now?
Oh, sure, sure, I'm all right. Tim?
Yeah?
Tim, while I was out there on that ledge, you know, I just realized that little things like what people say, well, they don't really matter at all. If you just do your best, huh? Tim, I'm going to do that play after all.
Oh, how Hallelujah.
Yeah, and I'm going to be so doggone good in it that people won't dare talk.
That's the spirit, Del. You'll get in the headlines. Fact is, you're in the headlines now.
Little old me?
Little old nobody else.
No.
Here, yeah, I've got the extra right here.
Oh, let me see.
There. Read the headline.
Oh, no. Boy on lead saved by Tim Trotter's wife.
Thank you, Loretta Young, for your splendid performance.
Well, thanks for the nice words, Rod. I'm glad to be here, and especially to be associated with such a wonderful product as the United States Defense Bond.
Well, I don't come any better at that. I understand you're a regular customer.
Oh, indeed I am.
Friends, Loretta Young has been buying bonds for a long time and could never find an easier, more practical way of saving. With their improved interest rate, defense bonds are an even more attractive investment.
Well, you're certainly right about that, Rod.
Series E bonds now pay 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. And you have the privilege of holding your maturing bonds at the same interest rate for as much as 10 years longer. Buying bonds is not only a sure way to provide for your own future security, it's also a practical way to help in our country's defense. That's why I'm happy to recommend to you the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank.
For the regular purchase of safe, sure, United States defense bonds.
Thank you, Loretta Young. And thanks again for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Back in New York, Harry Kosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own special arrangement of Who. Last quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Loretta Young for a fine performance and to the members of her supporting cast, Virginia Gregg, Olan Soule, and Richard Beals, and her director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another popular star on hand and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and suggesting that you sign up for the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank for the regular purchase of United States defense bonds.